Hi and welcome. My name is Rich Bassini. Today is November 29th, 2022, and this is episode 26. I can't believe it. I did 26 podcasts already. Unbelievable. I didn't think I did that many. I was just trying to count them up. It's like, wow. Yeah, that's crazy, right? I can't believe it. Well, for me, it is. I mean, I know there's people out there probably have a lot more than I have, but I have to honestly say it had me baffled. I only thought I had like 15 or something like that, but I looked up and was like, wow, this is episode 26. But anyway, before I get started, I just want to say welcome and thank you to all the listeners of my podcast. For those who are new to my podcast, I like to discuss, you know, talk about business, eBay. I talk about YouTube and, you know, I discuss other things besides, you know, business stuff. But for the most part, I would have to say this podcast basically deals with, you know, business-related information. I've been doing – well, today's topic, I want to talk about YouTube Shorts can help your channel grow. That's going to be the title here. But before I get started, I just want to say thank you. I want to reach out to Anchor. For letting me host my podcast on their website here is greatly appreciated. I do appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to put this podcast out there. So I just want to say thank you. For those who are new, I only get 30 minutes on this here. I think if I go with the different, I don't know if I have another paid program, whatever, you can go a little longer, but I only get 30 minutes, which is good enough for me because I don't think you guys could tolerate me for an hour. I'm saying this as a joke, but I mean, that's all I get. I get 30 minutes. It's okay. I'm all right with it. I think 30 minutes is good enough to, put out some information and get the word out. What I want to talk about in this podcast here is for those out there who are thinking about starting a YouTube channel, there's a lot of people who are very reluctant to starting one because for the simple reason is they don't know what to start a YouTube channel about. And I talk a little about it in my YouTube journey. Well, back in 2013 is when I first signed up with them. And, it's been an uphill battle to get where I am today. For those who don't know, my channel hit 1,000 subscribers. I'm a small time YouTuber. And I think it was in August of 2021, I hit that 1,000 subscriber mark where I was able to get my channel monetized. Today, I mean, for those, again, who don't know, don't follow me on my YouTube channel, I have 1,211 subscribers, where no doubt eventually will fluctuate and go back down again. And, you know, when that happens, I told people out there, I think I did a YouTube short on it. The reason why you see a fluctuation in subscribers on your YouTube channel is because from what I was told, because I contacted YouTube and the YouTube support group, and I asked them, I said, what's the deal with this here? 1 minute I have 10 subscribers, the next day I lose 10. And the person over there, through chat, told me that YouTube filters out and gets rid of basically all the dead wood, like inactive accounts, spam accounts. I said, oh, okay, all right. And I verified with them. I said, is how many did I lose? I mean, is it, and I said, you guys, were they just people unsubscribed or did you guys, filter out and get rid of them? And they said, no, we got rid of some spam accounts on your YouTube channel. I said, that's why you see a down, you see a little, a decrease in your subscriber base. So I said, okay. I go, no problem. That's okay. I was curious to see, if people unsubscribe, and people do unsubscribe, there's no doubt about it, they do unsubscribe. My channel, my YouTube channel is not like something that's so great that people, once they subscribe, they can never unsubscribe. But I put out good, clean content. For all intents and purposes, I created my YouTube channel with the intentions to help, inspire, and share. To get people over there. The information that's needed to start a YouTube channel. People look at my channel and the amount of subscribers I got, they probably say, well, you can't be that successful. It's not like your channel's blowing up, you don't have like 50 or 100,000 subscribers. Well, not yet, but I'm hoping to get there one day, someday. But anyway, what I want to talk about over here is I got a couple of windows I'm going to open up here. And I want to talk about YouTube shorts that can help your channel grow. All right. And I believe it. I believe in them. I really do. And I have to honestly say, I did see since I, you know, started doing the YouTube shorts, I did notice there was an uptick in subscribers and views. I seen it. I see it in my analytics. And I just want to, you know, put that information out there to people. But getting back again, when I was talking about people are very reluctant when it comes to starting a YouTube channel because they don't know what their channel is going to be about. And I tell people, even in my YouTube videos, that when you're starting a YouTube channel, you know, first off, one of the most important things, I say there's three things, you know, when it comes to starting a YouTube channel and when it comes to creating a video. Keep it real, keep it original, and let your channel grow organically. Put out good titles and thumbnails, and most of all, put out good content, you know. And the other thing is, don't do anything that's going to violate YouTube's community guidelines. Like, for example, don't do sub for sub. I don't. Okay. And I say that in my videos, and I don't know if that, you know, if that bothers anybody, but I will not do sub for sub, plain and simple. I think from what I understand, YouTube frowns on that. So right there alone is a reason for me not to. And I don't want to jeopardize my YouTube channel. You know, I'm worked hard at it. I got, 1,635 or 1,636, give or take a one or whatever, a couple. That's how many videos I created. And like I said, I started back in 2013. So I got a lot of time and a lot of videos vested into this year. So for me, I'm going to abide by their rules 100%, you know. I do not discuss on my YouTube channel, I do not discuss religion and politics. Not that there's anything wrong with it. The topics I just don't carry in my, you know, I don't, you know, put them in my YouTube videos. I won't talk about them. I don't want it on my channel. Not that there's anything wrong with it. Because my YouTube channel, like I said, again, is basically, you know, deals with business and, how to create a YouTube channel. There's nothing wrong, you know, with it, with either or, but there are other, you know, creators out there that talk about religion, and there's nothing wrong. And I keep my religious beliefs to myself, and so is my political views. You know, I don't get into the topics of who I vote for or what my political party is and so on and so forth. That's for me, you know. You know, people don't need to know that, right? That's why I look at it anyway. So, you know, but the thing is, when it comes to that there, and, you know, people say, well, geez, I don't know what to start a YouTube channel about. I don't know what to start. Well, you know what I always tell people? What are you good at? We all have talents. You, me, whoever, the listeners of this podcast, we all have talents. And people say, well, how do you know? You know, how do I know? How do I know what my talents are? What are you good at? That's why I tell people, what are you good at? What can you do? What do you do that you're good at? You know, if you're a person that does, like, you know, let's say you're a painter, you're an artist. Well, an artist by or in your own means, you could teach people how to paint. Even if you're, you know, a novice or a beginner or, you know, intermediate or whatever, you could teach people how to paint. Who knows? You could be the next Bob Ross. You never know. You could be a cook. You could teach people how to cook, a baker, people how to bake, or a person to do it yourself or how to person. You know, the list is endless. And what is that saying? The only limitation is your imagination, okay? Seriously, you know, and the thing is, if people go into starting a YouTube channel with that mindset, like, well, if I go into it, you know, it might not get views or subscribers. You know what I tell people like that? I tell them, I say, you know, it was like a war that was started, you know, the war was lost before it was even fought. You can't go into creating a YouTube channel with the mindset like that, like, I'll never make it, I'll never get views, I'll never get subscribers. Look, I don't know if I'm ever going to hit the 100,000 subscriber mark to get that silver play button. I don't know if I'll ever hit the million subscriber button, but you know what? I'm going to keep trying. I'm going to keep putting out good videos, good content. And you know what? It's like, you know, let it go and see what happens with it, you know? Because if you start thinking negative, you can't go into this business, I call it a business, with negativity on your mind. You've got to come in with a clear head, sit down, jot your information on there, your thoughts on paper. I keep a pen and pen with me. Every time I listen to another YouTube creator, I jot information down. And I want to know, I tell these people, even my YouTube videos, you should always keep a pen and pen with you. And this way, if you see something, you're on a YouTube creator's website, a YouTube channel, and they're talking about a topic that's of interest to you, jot it down. People say, well, I can go into YouTube history and I can pick up the video. You could do it that way if you want. But suppose you're watching too many and one creator's talking about one thing, the other creator's talking about something else, and you might get confused. What's the big deal? You keep a pen and paper with you, a pad, and just write down the information, what creator it was, what the topic was, or the subject line, whatever. And then, you refer back to it, That's the way I do it. I keep a pen and pen with me. I got one right now, a pen and pen with me right now. And if I see something that's of interest or a thought that comes to my head, how many times have that happened to me? Well, I'll sit there and think about something. All of a sudden, I write it down. I say, this is what I got to talk about tomorrow, my YouTube short. Or this is what I'm going to talk about my podcast. For the longest time, I haven't done a podcast. And I got an email from Anchor saying, hey, where you been? You're going to do a podcast? It's like, I do apologize to Anchor. I know somebody reached out for me from there. I got an email from them. And I just want to say, I'm sorry. I've been very busy. I'm doing this one now. I don't know the next time I'll be doing it. I have so much stuff going on right now. So it's really hard for me to make a commitment to say, well, I'm going to do a podcast every single day. I would like to keep a schedule like that, but I got to see, I'm spending a lot of time on my YouTube channel. I'm also an eBay seller. So, I can only split my time up and divert so much time to each of these things I have to do, but I'm trying. I'm trying. Let's put it that way. I'm going to try to do the best I can with this here because I do want my podcast to grow too. I mean, I like to see this grow. But anyway, I only have, like I said, only like another 10 minutes because, like I said, I only get a half hour here. So let me bump out of here. And let me go to that window there. And first, I want to share two things with you guys. First off, I want to share this with you. I cut out these little clippets. I put them on my YouTube channel. When it comes to YouTube, YouTube Shorts to grow on your channel, I came across this little snippet here. And it says, use YouTube Shorts to promote and grow your regular channel. Every time you post a short, there's an opportunity for your content to get a view. And that view could turn into a channel subscriber or someone who engages with your main channel content, okay? And that's from the blog Hootsuite.com, okay? And the other one is, I typed in there, are YouTube Shorts good for your channel? And it says, YouTube Shorts can help you attract new subscribers more effectively and efficiently than any other marketing strategy on YouTube. Even because of its newness, YouTube wants to grow this segment and make more people aware of YouTube Shorts so that the algorithm also helps the creators boost their organic reach. And that one there, in case you're wondering, is from socialpilot.com, okay? But the other thing I want to share is with TubeBuddy, and TubeBuddy put out a pretty good one over here. I got to watch the time here because it's going quick. over here, TubeBuddy has this one they came out with, and everybody knows TubeBuddy.com. This one here is how to use YouTube Shorts to grow your channel, okay? And it goes on to say here, did you know that 12 million YouTube channels have collectively published over 213 million shorts, okay? That the views have now surpassed 5 trillion. YouTube has been making shorts a priority, and the strategy is paying off. This quick, snackable content has been a massive win for YouTube and its creators it supports. Creating videos can be very time-consuming, the Shorts feature enables creators to upload on a whim using just a smartphone. And you could. That's how I do all my Shorts. I do it like that. I use my smartphone. And then the other thing is, read a little more into it. It goes on to say, but the real benefit of Shorts content is exposure. It is pretty easy to quickly get in front of a large audience with the right video. This means YouTube creators get a golden opportunity to scale their channel growth and boost their engagement rate. Okay. And then it goes on to say here again, I'm not going to read all this here because first I'm not going to have time to read this here, but it's got the YouTube Shorts, the basic creators need to know. And then we scroll down, we go down a little more and it says get more views with TubeBuddy, of course, with the mobile app. And Then it goes on to say here how to use YouTube Shorts as a growth strategy. Okay, and I'm going to paraphrase here. I'm not going to keep it too long. Matter of fact, I got to go back and see over here how much time I have left here. Okay, I got 15, and okay, I got another 10 minutes. So let's see if we could do this quick here, guys. All right. So it goes on. I'm going to paraphrase over here. All right. It goes, keep it very snappy. Okay. Always add value. Use replays. Understand the format. And then it says ideas for short, YouTube short content. Okay. Again, paraphrasing here. It says, oh, yeah, let's take a look at 5 ways you could bounce off point your very own basic, your very own ideas. Number 1, promote your regular channel. Number 2, tease your audience. Number 3, behind the scenes. Number 4, create engagement on the fly. Number 5, jump on trends. Okay. And then it has over here, should you make separate channel for YouTube Shorts? And let me go back to the screen over here, the other one, because I want to make sure I got enough time yet. In regards, and this message goes out to the new YouTube creators out there. In regards to starting a separate channel for Shorts versus long form, this is my own opinion. Okay. Me personally, I would definitely not, and I repeat, I would definitely not start a second channel when you're starting a YouTube channel, especially if you're a new YouTuber out there. Because for the simple reason is, I speak for myself. I find it hard to keep up with one channel, let alone 2 or 3. I know people out there that have a couple of YouTube channels. I don't know how they do it. Okay. They probably have people, you know, doing the editing. I mean, maybe they create the video and stuff like that and have people doing the editing work for them. Because I tell you one thing, when I do a video, okay, long form video or short form video, with the editing software I'm using, you know, I got the new editing software from, I don't know if you guys are aware of it, Wondershare came out with the Wondershare, you know, Filmora 12 beta, the beta version. I like it, but it's going to take some getting used to, I'll be honest with you. I do love, Filmora. I do love the program. I use 2 of them. I use CyberLink PowerDirector 20 Ultimate. I bought that there. They're both licensed. I got licensed to use them. I bought them. One cost me $150, and the other one, the Filmora, I got that back in the day really quick. Back, it was like $49.99. I think they had a sale on for $29 and change. And that was, I purchased it, and I have a license that never, it's unlimited. It never expires. So ever since I made that small initial investment in Filmora, I've been getting the updates right up to the present. And matter of fact, I just got the new one today that with the beta, it's a beta Filmora 12.02 or something like that. So they came out with it, just updated again. But you know, you pay that one price and you get it. It's perpetual. That's what it is, the perpetual license. But anyway, getting back with the starting under the YouTube channel, folks. If you're thinking about starting a YouTube channel, or you're new to YouTube, whatever, I wouldn't recommend it. I definitely would not recommend starting a second channel for the simple reason is get used to it. See how it feels, get a feel of it, to be honest with you. Okay. And then see how it goes. Now, with the information I gave people, even on here, the listeners, about the 3 things, keep it real, keep it original, let it grow organically. They're very basic, very simple. It's been working for me. Let's put it this way. It's been working for me. Okay. I have nothing to say but good things about it. Okay. It's been working for me, and that's why I don't mind sharing it. People may say, you're coming out here, you're coming on, YouTube, and now you're on here, you're on Anchor doing a podcast about, YouTube Shorts that they can help your channel grow. They can. I've seen an uptick, to be honest with you. I've seen an uptick in views on my YouTube channel and also subscribers. So, and the analytics don't lie. I follow my analytics, my YouTube analytics verbatim every day, and I read through it. When I do create long-term videos, I do see some people dropping off. Like let's say, for example, I'm doing a video that's maybe 25 or a half hour minute, half hour long, whatever, 30 minutes long. I look at the drop-off points, and it's kind of, it really does kind of like hurt in a way, because, I think I put out good information, You know, I, at least I think so. You know, people might say, well, maybe you think you do. Maybe the others don't. That's probably why they drop off it. It could be. But the thing is, like I said in my videos, when it comes to starting the channel and putting out, would it be long form or short form? If you don't watch the whole video right through to the end, you're not going to, it's not going to be beneficial to you, folks. It ain't. And that's the thing. You know, if you want to get, you want to get the full benefit out of something, you know, you got to follow through with it. It's like reading a book. You know, if someone handed you a book and you read the first two chapters and they tell you, you know, like a week, a month later, whatever, hey, did you finish that book? Yeah, I don't know. How did it end? How did, you know, did you like the ending? Well, to be honest with you, I never read the ending. Well, what did you do then? I read the first two chapters, but I didn't, you know, it, well, what's the sense? What's the sense of reading the book? You know, what's the sense of reading the book? You didn't even follow through with it, you know? Imagine people doing that when you went to college. The college professor gives you a text to read and you got to read so many pages or so many chapters and you only read maybe one or two chapters, but he had to cover a couple more. And then you got to take a test. Geez, I don't know, man. I don't remember the answer to that question. You know, I mean, seriously, you know, people, you know what? You're only hurting yourselves, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, I go through the trouble putting videos out. And let me tell you something. I do admit my videos are long, some are like an hour, 13 minutes, some can be an hour and a half. And some people may say, well, come on, you really think someone's going to stand, you know, sit there and listen to you for an hour and a half doing, you know, well, why not? I'm not there to, why not? I mean, I'm talking, I'm not sitting there just, you know, I tell you, I found a YouTube creator, I'm not going to mention the person's name, and they did a video, and I don't know, I mean, I followed the person, and then I don't know if I still subscribe. I might have still subscribed, but and the person had all they did was my daily routine at, you know, my daily work routine. And you know what they did? They probably set up their iPhone or camera, whatever, on a tripod, and all you do is seeing them sitting at a desk looking at papers. That's it. No talking, no interacting, nothing. And that was the video. Seriously, I'm not kidding. And I was like, and I was trying to read the comments. Like, I was going to say, I want to see what people had to say. Like, you know, if anyone's going to say, hey, yeah, what's with this video? We're going to watch you just sit there and work, you know? It's just like on TikTok, too. I go on TikTok, and not for nothing, but the people that go on TikTok and they put stuff on their content on there, it's like, wow, it's like, really? And, you know, and the funny thing is, people watch that content. They watch those video clips, even though it's a minute long. I get 3 minutes. I know, I think a lot of people get 3 minutes. I get 3 minutes on TikTok. I'm on that platform. I'm on Instagram as well. my reason is to promote my YouTube business and my eBay business. That's what I go there for. I don't go on there and, you know, talk about things that are not non-business related. I like to talk about business. And like I said, again, to promote my eBay business and my YouTube channel. That's why I'm on those platforms. That's the only reason why. But it is what it is. But anyway, so the thing is, I've been finding with the 10 years that I've been on YouTube, people will watch videos out of curiosity. Okay. And I did a video like that there. I said, people will watch videos. And I did a YouTube short. I did a YouTube short like that. And that's what it was all about. And I, the other one I put on there was about not getting discouraged. I did a video like that because I did a video on it where I had contacted the YouTube support team, and I was inquiring, you know, about the reason why I was losing the subscribers. And I did a video on it, and I got a response, a couple of responses from a person, and they said, "Oh, well, thank you very much. I was thinking about giving up on it." And because I came on there and I was reading from the paper, the transcript, I you know, printed it out from YouTube. And I read to the people who follow me, or should say subscribe to my channel. And I read to them, you know, the back and forth between me and the YouTube support person. And, it was very inspiring what he said at the end of it. And, you know, it might've touched other people's hearts before that, instead of, you know, just by that one person, it might have been others. I don't remember offhand, but it was pretty touching the way the person said it. And it gave me inspiration to not want to give up, because there was a time, I'll be upfront honest with you guys, especially people who follow me on here. There was a time I wanted to give up on YouTube. I really did. I said, you know what? I got over 1,000 videos, and I thought honestly that creating all those videos was going to bring in a lot of subscribers and a lot of views, you know. And I thought I was definitely going to hit the 1,000 subscriber mark, not that it took me 10 years, but I thought I'd do it within a year or so, and it didn't happen. And I'd look back at my past videos, and even the videos today, folks, on my older ones, I can't believe that I did videos and I only got like that 10 years ago that maybe had 5 views, 6 views. Like, wow, that stinks. And then I look at how many years ago. I was like, oh, 5 years ago. And that's all I got was 5 views. I mean, if that doesn't turn a person off from wanting to stop doing, give up on YouTube, I don't know what will. But you know what? I look at it this way. The content back then I was creating was nothing to write home about. Matter of fact, I said in my other videos, I said, if I had to grade my videos back then, I would give them a 10. I mean, not a 10, a D rating. No, 10. 10 meaning bad. No, I would give them a D rating. Seriously, that's how bad I thought of my own videos back then. But look, we all started out there. If you've seen, I was watching an interview with Mr. Beast and Todd from YouTube. And Mr. Beast was saying when he started, he used a little iPhone 5 to do his videos. And he was complaining how bad the audio and the video looked. And I have an iPhone 5S. I was doing videos with that for the longest time. I don't know what he was talking about. I think my little iPhone 5S was doing pretty good. I have to honestly say, the videos came out pretty decent. I'm not gonna say they were top rated, but they came out pretty decent, I have to say, you know. But but the thing is, with this type of business, and that's another thing too, when you're getting into this here, starting, trying to start with this here, I just want to leave it like this because I'm on the 27-minute mark here. When it comes to starting a YouTube channel, I think a lot of people are in the impression you got to go out and buy expensive cameras, buy expensive microphones. Listen, folks, you could use your iPhone. If you have an iPhone, Apple, whatever, or Android, whatever, you don't have to go out there. And if you're going to buy a camera, if you're going to get like a DSLR, you don't have to buy top of the line. You could get something, maybe for $100 or $200, whatever. You don't have to go crazy with it, folks. Believe me. Okay. I mean, when I started off, I used an HP webcam. That's how all my videos were created back then. I do have a digital video camera I use on occasion, but for the most part, I would say 99.5, well, 99.9% of my videos were created with a webcam, So you don't have to go out and buy expensive stuff. If you got an iPhone, an Android, whatever, you can use that there to make videos. Matter of fact, there's a guy that does he creates videos using just a smartphone, And he's pretty good at it too. I have to honestly say he shares good tips with it, But you don't have to go crazy buying expensive equipment, believe me. And if anyone tells you that there, take it with a grain of salt, believe me. Because when I started out, I had a little skinny, those laptop mics? I call them stick mics. That's what I was using when I started back then. I was breaking into this business. I didn't know much, Now I got the Blue Yeti mic, and now I got a Logitech Brio. I have over here, my little setup is okay. I got 4 webcams I use to switch around. I recently bought the Stream Deck, Elgato Stream Deck XL, and I just ordered the other last week. I ordered the Stream Deck Plus. Okay, it's got the little 4 dials on it and stuff like that. So I'm still learning how to use that there. But for the most part, it took years. I didn't just buy the stuff overnight because it was costly. For me, it's costly, But you don't have to go crazy with it, You don't have to go crazy buying expensive stuff. Use what you have in the beginning, and then as time progresses, you put money away, you save up for it. Then that's the time you say, okay, now it's time to upgrade my equipment here. But for the most part, play it cool. Just do it, just do it like that there, and you'll be all right. All right, guys, listen, I'm at the 29 minute mark here. It's counting down here before it hits that big 30. I just want to say to all the people out there who do follow me on this podcast here, and hopefully the listeners too, that you like my podcast and you get a takeaway from it. And I hope you'll continue to keep following me on this here and listen to my podcast. In the meantime, I want to wish all of you guys out there who think of starting a YouTube channel all the best of luck. Take care of yourself. Remember, keep it real, keep it original, let your channel grow organically. This is Rich Bassini signing off. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.